I've cloned it and we've got the AC gen. So I've got the audio catalog generator and I've already done the NPM install and stuff. I'm ready to run it, but I thought I'd give you a lowdown on the file system, what you're going to be creating and what you're looking for. Okay.
AC-Gen 2 of 8.
Now you'll notice that
Dot get.
I'm looking inside the folder. I've already went into it. It has another folder called AC gen. That's where I'm going to do the CLI later on. There you'll do it from the command line. You won't have to look at all this complicated server stuff and things.
AC-Gen 2 of 8. Client 3 of 8.
All right. Client is where your folder, public folder is going to be. Okay. And that's the one you're going to be renaming. I'm going to go ahead and go down this to show you the rest of the files or folders and files.
Docs 4 of 8.
Yep. Docs. That's mine. This is coming off the root. That's the one that's displaying the GitHub pages that you're looking at right now to play this audio that you're playing, that I'm recording at this moment. So that is where that page exists. You don't need to modify that unless you're an author and you're wanting to edit it. But you can get the audio files there. They'll be there. So there'll be a few audio files there.
Server 5 of 8.
Then you got the server one. That's where you're going to do most of your work. That's the one you're going to go in and start.
Dot git ignore 6 of 8.
And then that's just something right
License
there.
seven readme.md license
That
7 of 8.
license says you can do what you want with this. You can copy it, whatever. Just make sure you mention my name. That's all. That's all I ask.
Readme.md 8 of 8.
Yeah. And that's a README file that you can read. Okay. That's the one that you see at the top of the repo when you first go in. All right, let's go to the server one.
S server 5 of 8.
Oh no, I go to the client one first. I'll show you that
C client 3 of 8.
because we're going to settle for the server. So I'm
Enter
going in it,
items view list box.
and now I'm in the client.
Docker 2 of 6. Dot xcode 1 of 6.
Okay, you don't need that. You don't need to worry about that.
Docker 2 of 6.
The Docker, that's just for some other stuff. You don't need to worry about that.
Public 3 of 6.
All right, public, that's where you're going to want. That's the thing you're going to want.
SRC 4 of 6.
That's a source code. You don't need that unless you're a developer.
Temp.txt 5 of 6.
And
Sconfig.json 6 of 6.
that's another thing for the developer. Okay, because I
Temp
do it
as
all in
public 3 of 6.
TypeScript.
Docker 2 of 6. Public 3 of 6.
Okay, the public folder is the one you're going to want because you're actually going to want to copy this entire folder and then rename it to docs into when you got your own repository and you want to add your GitHub page that you generated. This is where all your generated stuff will go.
Enter shell folder view items view multi select list box not selected CSS 4/10/ images to CSS one
First
five.
one, CSS, that's the stuff that gives you the fancy colors and makes things pop and stuff and move around. So,
Enter items view list box.
and you'll notice inside this CSS,
Colors.css 2 of 4.
I got your colors right there.
Docs.css 3 of 4.
Then you got your sizing and pushing things around on the screen and stuff. That's what this stuff is, index.css.
Colors.css themes 1 of 4.
Now you go in your themes. There's going to be a bunch of stuff underneath here that's going to, right now it's just got
Enter
standard.
/WSL.localhost /ubuntu/dark.
Yep, I just got the dark theme because that's what I'm using right now. But I've got a decorator. They're going to work on creating other themes based off the dark theme. Okay. And there'll be a bunch of them showing up down here, and then you'll just be able to go into the folder and copy the contents of that folder
Alt left arrow items view list box to move
on top of this.
colors.css 2 of themes
Yeah, so you'll replace the colors dot CSS and index dot CSS so you can do things
docs.css
with.
3 alt left
Okay.
arrow items view list box
Now the next folder,
images 2 of 5.
images. Like if you don't like my icons and all that other stuff, and you want your logo on here,
Enter items view list box
put your logo right here inside this folder.
0.svg
Put it inside images right here.
1.sv 0.svg 2 of 36.
Okay. And like here, I got logo.
L. Lewis Headshot Front Suit 2023. L. Lewis Headshot Front Suit
That's
2023.pl.
me.
Logo.svg 23 of
There's
36.
logo. Okay, see, logo is where you're gonna where you put your SVG files. Okay. But you can use anything you want for the logo because that one is the only one that you can actually change right now, but you'll have to modify the CSS for it. But you can replace all your icons that are for like play, pause.
LW-logo.svg, next.svg, overview.svg, pause.svg, 27 of 36.
Okay, so you can replace these with whatever SVG file you want to appear on those things that easily. Then it's simple as that.
Not selected themes. One of 36.
But this one has a themes folder too. Right now it just has.
Enter.
Standard.
Open a new window.
All right, so.
0 dot themes.
We
one
go
of 36.
Up, we got the themes right there. And.
Enter. Items view list box. To move to an item. Standard. 2 of 2.
See, you see standard. That's the only one that's there
other,
right now.
One of two. Standard. Other. 1 of 2.
And we got other. Okay.
Alt left arrow. Backslash stack.
But you'll put your own theme there if you got your own icons that you want. So that way you'll keep them as your reference or your backup.
0.svg, 2 of 36. Alt left arrow. Items view list.
Now remember, if you ever download the repo again, it may end up replacing some of this stuff. So always back up, okay, on your local site. All right. Then after that, you got
JS, 3 of 5.
You got a JS folder. Don't mess with that. That's just code, okay? That makes your, that's going to make your card player work, your audio player and everything.
Templates, 4 or 5.
Templates, you can delete this folder if you want, or just go in and look at it.
Enter, items view list.
These are sample text files that show.
Catalog-host.catalog-media-info.txt.
Yeah, see, I copy the media.info file, which I create dynamically for you, but I will create one for each media file. And it'll have the exact same name.
Alt left arrow. Items view list. Help.html. 5 of 5.
Now, there is no
templates,
media
four.
Folder, but if you happen to see a media folder, delete it because you don't need it. It doesn't, if you get it from the beginning, it means I just didn't get rid of it. Forgot to. So anyway, you should have no media folder unless until you start adding stuff to it.
Help.html. 5 of 5.
And that's it. Index.html does not exist right now, which it will, and your public folder will be an index.html when you generate it, and that's what you're going to be creating. That's your website.
Alt left arrow, items view list box to move to an.
So this gives you a look around on the public folder there, and this is the folder.
SRC public 3 of 6.
Public is the one you're going to be wanting to rename to DOCS, and copy it into your own custom repo that you're wanting to put your audio catalog in, okay? Because that is your audio catalog, okay? Now let's go back one.
Alt left arrow, items view list box, AC-gen, 2 of 8, S, server, 5 of 8.
We're gonna go into the server.
Enter, items view list box, to move to an.
And I'll show you what the file folders are here.
Dist, 2 of 6, dot scode, 1, dist, 2 of 16.
And we are, we got the distribution. Do not delete this folder, unless you're a computer developer and you're planning to recreate it. Because this is your code on the server side. This is what runs, okay?
Docs, 3 of 16.
Okay. Docs, this is the documentation that you get, and you don't have to run the Node server. You can just go right in there and take a look at it. Okay?
Node underline modules, 4 of 16.
Node underline modules, when we typed in npm install, we created this folder. I don't even go in here. It's technical, all that mumbo jumbo.
SRC, 5 of 16.
SRC, unless you're a developer, you can ignore this folder completely. Probably even delete it.
Views, 6 of 16.
Same with the views here. Unless you're a developer, you don't care about this folder, okay?
.env, 7 of 16.
There's your .env file, okay? This one tells you what the folder is going to be and what the index.html is going to be called.
Enter. Notepad, port equals 5000, port equals 5000.
Yeah, usually just accept the defaults are okay here because I set them up where port equals 5000.
Media underline folder equals media.
And I made the media folder equal to media. But you could, if you're planning to move the multi-catalogs, you might want to change this so it will have multiple media folder names, different names. So.
Media underline types equals MP3, comma, WMV.
Okay.
Media underline HTML equals index.html.
And then index.html, that is what I call it here, but you may later on want to call it something else. So maybe because you're doing multiple catalogs. This way you got it named what you want it to be right away. Okay, now I'll close that.
Close, backslash wsl.log, help.txt, 8 of 16. .env, help. Package. Package-lock.json, 10 of 16.
That's all files that you don't need to worry about.
Public, 11 of 16.
Okay.
Readme.md, 12 of 6, public. Readme.server.txt, 13 of 16. Readme.md, 12 of 16.
Okay.
Alt F4.
All right, that's a good for the Explorer thing, but the server folder is where you're going to want to be. We'll pick it up in the next one, and we'll discuss on, we'll actually start doing the work. Okay, we'll drop some media files and everything. All right, let's go. I'll let you go and see you in the next one.